Okay, ladies and gentlemen, come in, please, please. Find a seat, find a circle. Welcome to our first guided prayer service this semester. So this is a special day. Dr. Creamer is going to tell us a little more about that. We're going to start off just with a few announcements, and then we're going to invite him to come up and lead us through the rest of the service. I have two announcements very quickly. The RISE Women Ministering to Women group, they're going to be having their next event this Saturday, September 21st. They're going to go to the Dallas Museum of Arts and have lunch together. They're going to meet up here at Criswell at 11 a.m. in carpool to kind of reduce that cost of going down and parking by the DMA. Women will be responsible for the cost of their lunch. All women associated with Criswell are invited to join for a time of fellowship and getting to know one another. They would like anyone interested to RSVP with Amy Carter, who is here today. They would love every woman to invite and bring a woman who was not at the kickoff event. So maybe you attended the kickoff event. Invite a friend to come with you. Go and spend some time together. That's going to happen this Saturday, the 21st. And the next one is Criswell Cinema is coming. And I have to look at the slide for that date. So advance that slide, please. You can do it. I know you can.
Space bar.
There you go. October 4th. From 6 to 9 p.m. And so if you've attended a previous Criswell Cinema, that's a great event. We have it out in the courtyard, weather permitting. We have popcorn. We have candy. We set up chairs. We put the movie up on the wall outside and have a great time together. And you actually get to vote this time. So part of you should have received the Criswell column this month, you know, through your email. And you get the opportunity to vote for the movie. And the three options are either Hook, Lion King, or Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. So be sure that you vote, and that way you can have the movie you want to see and enjoy that together as a family event. All right, so without further ado, we're going to welcome Dr. Creamer to come and lead us through the rest of the service. Let's give Dr. Creamer a hand this morning.
Okay, I have a couple of instructions to give before we start. So we're going to need a leader in each group, and there are a couple of groups that are a little sparse for what we could do. So if you guys in this group right here would either part into that group or that group in the back corner, I would appreciate that. Do you mind? Yeah, like now. Get up and move. No, I mean, please, you know, if you would just consider it, please. And then we're good there. And Noah, do you mind leading your group? Is that okay? Okay, then y'all are okay. I'll leave y'all alone. I think everybody else is good. I've already talked to Roman here, and everybody's good here, there. I'm just looking around to make sure we've got all the circles taken care of, and I think we do. I'm going to join y'all in a minute if y'all have an empty seat. All right, good. Okay, so here's the thing we're going to do. I'll move up here so that, I don't know, you're all in circles, so no matter where I am, some of you are looking the wrong way. Or the right way, depending on how you think of it. So I'm going to share a word with you in just a second, very briefly, devotionally, to prepare us to pray. And then we're going to actually spend a few minutes praying about something specific for all of us. So we've described very clearly as a school what we believe we ought to be when we leave this campus. So what you ought to be as a graduate, for instance, when you leave the campus. And you've heard that description a few times. I'm sure you'll hear it 1,000 times more in coming days and years. We are prayerful for you to be, for us to be ambassadors that, you know, we'll talk about the details of what these mean in just a minute. I'm just trying to give you an outline right now. But ambassadors, cultivators, peacemakers, problem solvers, professionals. And so we're going to pray specifically about that, and each of our vice presidents or somebody representing each division of the school is going to pray for each one of those things, and you'll see how and why in just a moment. But after we finish doing that, we're also going to give you an opportunity to pray together in these circles just over whatever the Lord is working you through right now. So I'm going to share a devotional with you. We're going to pray together. Then I'm going to close it with a sort of benediction, a way to send you out. But that's not the dismissal. Then you have your time to pray together, okay? So that's all we're going to do. We're just here to pray today. So even the devotional, I know you're concerned. You're thinking to yourself, oh, yeah, this is one of those prayer services where it's 45 minutes of preaching and then 2 minutes of prayer. So Whether it's 1 minute of prayer or 10 minutes of prayer or 30 minutes of prayer, doesn't matter. But that it not be 45 minutes of preaching is important to me. So I do want to put this in context, though. There is a certain way. Hey, if you guys who are coming in could just blend in any circle where there are already people. But not, Daniel, not where there are no people. Thank you. You see, you have to be specific, don't you? It's just... Okay, so let me share this word with you real quickly. You know, when Jesus teaches us to pray, when he's teaching the earliest followers that he has to pray in Matthew 6, the way he describes it is, so when you pray, pray like this. It's our Father who art in heaven. And then it's in two parts, the prayer. First, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Each one of those is just an expression of this. Every time we pray, we should express this. I believe this about how we should shape our prayers. I believe it about how we should think about our day. It's why I believe if you have 1 minute to pray at the beginning of the day or you have an hour and a half to pray at the beginning of the day, you can always include enough to dedicate your day to the Lord. The first half of the prayer is simply saying, Lord, may this day be about your name, kingdom, and will. Hallowed be your name. Come be your kingdom. Done be your will. That's actually how it's worded in the Greek. So it's really obvious when you're looking at it in the original language. It's a poem. It's a poem that says, this day should be about your name, kingdom, and will. So that's the first half. And the second half is us saying to him, because my whole day is going to be dedicated, and this means, because we pray it every day, my whole life is dedicated to your name, kingdom, and will, then all the stuff that I was going to be about, I commit to you. So you give us this day our daily bread. The bread that we need, Lord, you take care of that because I'm about your name, kingdom, and will. And all the things that I broke yesterday, that I was going to have to spend the rest of my day or life trying to fix, would you forgive? The debts that I've incurred, those debts that I owed other people, would you forgive those trespasses? And all the stuff that I would busy myself with, fighting this enemy, approaching that trial, making myself stronger in this way or that way, don't lead me into temptation, but deliver me from evil. All those things that I was going to be about today, I'm going to entrust to you because I'm going to be about your name, kingdom, and will. What's interesting in that distinction, because that's how the prayer is written. The first half of the prayer is entirely about him. The second half of the prayer is entirely about us. But it's not because we split our interests. It's because we give everything about our present and future to the Lord and entrust to him everything that was going to be about us in our present and future. And so with all that said, he doesn't just leave it blank. You know, whatever your will is, let it be done. Whatever you want us to think about when we think of your name is not like that. The whole prayer is about one thing, and it's not about prayer, interestingly. So it's your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Forgive us our debts as we forgive those who are indebted to us, or forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who've trespassed against us. Those two statements in the first half and the second half of the prayer are why when Jesus concludes the prayer, he doesn't say, because if you pray right, then I'll answer your prayer. He doesn't say that. He says, I'm telling you this because if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. And if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. In other words, he's very specific about his will. He says, when you agree to give your life to my will, you should know my will is that people be forgiven, that people experience mercy. And if it seems like it's odd that that's what he would center on, I'm just not sure you comprehend what the cross is about. I mean, the cross, the pinnacle of the experience of Christianity in this world, the crucifixion, the thing that leads to the resurrection and the demonstration of the power of his lordship, is him giving mercy to the whole world. And so when we say, I want your will to be done, not mine, and in all the ways that I failed, I'm giving that to you, Lord. Letting you have it. He says, if you'll pray that way and do my will, then you'll be forgiving the people who are around you. I want you to see in our prayers, which we're going to go around the room. I'm going to pray for us to be ambassadors. As I'm praying for that, I hope you hear us saying repeatedly, Lord, may your will be done, and then will you take care of us? Because that's what we need to be about, because that's what he wants us to represent in the world, his mercy in this world. And so as we pray around the room in these different ambassador, cultivator, peacemaker, problem solver, professional, these things in the graduate profile, it's not just to have a promotion to those terms. We come to those terms because we think that's what the Lord expects his people to look like, and we want to look like that. So I'm going to ask you to join me as we begin in prayer, and then as I work around the room, we'll pause between prayers. It's not like we're just going to be heads closed. Close your head. So that's what we do in politics. Yeah, that's what we do in politics. Close that head. Don't listen to any new ideas for Pete's sake. So anyway, okay. Yeah. All right. Now let's pray. Father, we do come to you humbly today, acknowledging that we're inclined to be about ourselves, but we want to be about you. And so I pray that we would not be building our own kingdoms, furthering the fame of our own names, making ourselves the center. I pray that we would be about your name, kingdom, and will. And as we represent your name, as we serve your kingdom, as we further your will being accomplished in this world, as it already is in heaven, as you have offered forgiveness to us, I pray that we would offer that to others. I pray then that we would become your ambassadors, that we would be representing you, that as we learn to communicate effectively, as we learn to understand where other people are and stand up to speak, not just what we feel like saying, not just something that makes people appreciate how good we are at speaking, but instead actually represents your will, brings conviction where we need it, and brings comfort where we need it. And we need both of those. Lord, I pray that in this room, you would be stirring hearts and minds to learn, to desire, to yearn for representing your kingdom well in this world. I pray that when other people meet us now in the streets, in restaurants, in our homes, as we're interacting in our affairs from one day to the next, I pray that as they meet us, they would recognize that we're representing something beyond us. I pray our vocabulary, our attitude, just the demeanor we bring to a conversation, but then certainly the content of it, and even the specific things where we talk about you, where we begin what Neil Tombaugh was telling us last week, our surprisingly easy conversations about you with people everywhere. Lord, I pray that as we do that, we would remember that it is not to further our name, our kingdom, or our will, but yours. And that as we give these things to you, you would use us the way you want. Because you created us, you called us, you've given us a purpose. And in fulfilling that is the only place we know we'll find our satisfaction in you. And Lord, that's what we desire, to please you, our Lord. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. And Russell, where's Russell in the room? Right here. So Russell, you're going to lead us in prayer as cultivators, right?
Yes. Heavenly Father, we're grateful for who you've made us to be and for who you've made those around us to be as well. And our neighbors, those who we interact with, that we live in the same complex with, help us to be those who cultivate relationships with others around us, whether they look like us or they act like us, they talk like us. Help us to be like the farmer who goes out and plants the seed, takes care of his field, and see the crops rise and begins to really invest time money, relationship, into everything we do, Lord. The diverse populations that are surrounding all of our neighborhoods, help us to be ones who reach out and touch others with the gospel, with the love that you've given us, the mercy, the grace that is evident in our life. Help us to extend that as well to others. Help us to be people who are set apart, who are different, who people know us as being different, even different from people in our complex, within our relationships, and as we seek to get outside of our comfort zone, help us to use these type of relationships to further your kingdom, your gospel, Lord, your presence in our spheres of influence, in our neighborhoods, where we're at. We're grateful for who you've made each and every one of us, that you care for us, but you care for those who are out there as well, and that you care for all of us, and help us to be like that as well. Help us to care for others in a way that you love and care for your creation. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Thank you, Russell. And if you'd look on the screen, by the way, you'll see cultivators who seek to understand diverse populations develop purposeful relationships. That's the meaning of that phrase. If you back up one, Rob, for me, I didn't talk about mine. Yes, thank you. Ambassadors who communicate effectively across various platforms and contexts. And then the next one would be Dr. Bridger, who's going to talk about us being peacemakers. Thank you, Dr. Bridger. And by peacemakers, we mean those who are seeking to pursue truth and righteousness through mercy and reconciliation.
Amen. Let's pray together. You told us, Lord, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. We read in Colossians that in you, Jesus, all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. And through you, Jesus, you are reconciling all things to yourself, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of your cross. You tell us elsewhere in the Gospels that you give us your peace. Lord, you are the source of peace. We are broken. We are fragmented. We are in desperate need of the peace that you give. Our souls do not rest on their own. We can only truly find peace in you, Jesus, the source of peace. And as the one who is king of this universe, through whom all things were made, and through the work of your death, burial, and resurrection, are now reconciling, restoring all things, moving towards that great day of restoration, of new creation, new heavens, new earth. Lord, in the here and now, we want to be peacemakers. We want those kingdom realities to be manifest in our personal lives, in our souls, in our families, in our churches, in this college, in this community, right here in Dallas, in our state, in our nation, and in this world, Lord. Use us as salt and light to be peacemakers so that we can fulfill our calling to be sons and daughters of God. I pray in your name, Jesus, amen.
Dr. Waddell is going to lead us in prayer as problem solvers who think critically, creatively, and collaboratively. Dr. Waddell.
Let's pray together. Father God, you created all things good, very good, perfectly. And we abused our freedom, and we fell and into sin, and there are problems now. But by your Holy Spirit's regeneration in our life, and by the blood of the cross, the death, burial, and resurrection of your Son, our Lord Jesus, we are new creatures, and you are the God of all wisdom, and you give us wisdom. We ask for it boldly. And Father, thank you that we have so many examples of believers throughout Scripture who have been in prominent places, places of authority, many who have been in secret places, places that are not noticed, and still have been effective problem solvers. Thank you for those examples. Help us to learn from those examples in Scripture and throughout history, believers who you've placed in specific places. Lord, give us wisdom to learn from their example, and also here at the college through our degree programs, and also through our churches and families and friends and study groups and professional lives. Father, help us to solve many of the problems throughout our families and churches and society. It's kind of a mess in many ways, and yet we see pockets of revival and peace and comfort and dignity. So, Father, help us to be part of the solution in the skills that you give us. Help us to be critical about it, to understand the details, and to be able to step back and see the big picture. Help us to be creative in how we do it, creative because you're a creative God. Give us wisdom for that, how to do things traditionally when necessary, how to do things in a new way without compromising truth. And Father, help us to do it collaboratively with other believers. You've given us the body of Christ, the church. So help us to collaborate and not to try to just go out and do it all on our own. Sometimes you call us to a very individual prophetic voice, but many times, Father, you tell us to work together as a body. So give us that privilege and wisdom. And Father, thank you. Thank you for Jesus and for your forgiveness and for your Holy Spirit's guidance in all of this. Amen.
And then Mr. Stilley's going to lead us in prayer to be professionals, if we could look at the next one, who demonstrate competence in their field of study and intentionality in their vocation.
Let's pray. Father, right now we come to you and ask your blessing upon those who are graduates of this institution, those who are sitting here right now who will be graduates, and Father, the coming generation of graduates. We pray that you will bless them with such competence that they will be perceived by the world as professionals. Professionals not for their own honor, but Father, that you might be glorified, that Jesus might be lifted up, and that every action and every thought, every deed that they do, every word that they speak might bespoke your righteousness and your holiness. And so that the world looks at them and thinks they're professionals, but Father, that really they are filled with your Spirit. Father, we ask for the filling of your Spirit upon our alums, upon those who are here, upon those who are coming, people who are part of this Criswell community, that we might fulfill the ministry to which you are calling us. Father, that we might truly represent you in the world in a way that demonstrates adeptness. And Father, as we study and seek to be better at what you have called us to do, we pray that you will give us the tools through our study and through our thoughtfulness that we might honor you with the way that we're pursuing things, not just the fact that we're pursuing them, that we pursue them with our hearts and our heads, because foremost, we pursue you because we love you with all of our heart and our soul and our mind. We pray that you'll fill us with your Spirit, that we might do that and that we might love our neighbor as ourself. Father, we pray that you will fill us with your Spirit, that we might be perceived as professionals, when really we know it's because our graduates truly take up the armor of God. Father, we pray that you will honor our pursuits and fill us with your Spirit, that we might demonstrate the fruits of the Spirit in all ways. Father, that we might bear fruit, that we might bear more fruit, that we might bear much fruit, because we're filled with your Spirit and professionals in what you've called us to be. Father, it's in the name of Jesus that we ask these things. Amen.
Thank you, Kevin. What I'm going to ask now is I'm going to share a benediction with you, reading Psalm 103 to you. I'll read it in just a moment. When I finish, that's your dismissal, but not to leave. That's your dismissal to have a moment of prayer together in your circles. A moment, maybe 1 minute, maybe 5 minutes, whatever y'all need. But this is what I want to encourage you to do, to share a prayer need. One or two of you in your circle might have something really important going on right now in your life directly. All of us have burdens. My niece is being flooded out of her Houston home right now, so in Crosby, Southeast Texas. I prayed for her before I came here. I'm not going to bring that up in my circle. It's very important to me, but I have brought it to the Lord. I'm asking you to share only for one or two of you who have something very serious going on with you personally right now. Some of you are not going to be comfortable sharing that in this circle. That's fine. These are not your accountability groups. They don't share everything with you. You don't share everything with them. I get that. That's fine. But some of you do have something going on in your life that you could share with this group and say to your circle, would y'all just pray for this? I'd appreciate you joining me in prayer for this. And I don't mind if it's, you know, whatever it is. We're not going to judge it. We just want to be able to pray for each other. So that's what I'm asking you to do after I read this benediction over you in Psalm 103. I chose Psalm 103 precisely because it demonstrates something moving from heaven to earth as we do His will on earth as it is in heaven. And it involves in the center of the psalm Him having extraordinary mercy or forgiveness on us in the same way we talked about in Matthew 6. So here's the psalm. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, and who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all who are oppressed. He made known His ways to Moses. He made known His acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abundant in mercy. He will not always chide. He will not keep His anger forever. And He hasn't dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarding us according to what we deserve in our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, that's how far He has removed our transgressions from us. Like a father pities his children, that's how the Lord pities those who fear Him. He knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, he flourishes. Then the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and the place of it is not even known anymore. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon those who fear Him, and His righteousness is from the children to the children's children, to such as keep His covenant and to those who remember His commandments to do them. The Lord has prepared His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, you His angels who excel in strength and do His commandments, hearkening to the voice of His word. Bless the Lord, all His hosts, you servants of His that do His pleasure. Bless the Lord, all His works in all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Amen. Let's pray together then. Y'all with each other.